Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. An 1857 Oregon law taxed each Chinese miner $2 a month for the privilege of mining in the state. Some counties even made it illegal for Chinese to hold or work a claim. The tax was extended a year later to everyone of Chinese descent, not only for mining, but also for trading, selling, or buying goods. By 1859, Josephine County was charging Chinese miners $50 a month to engage in any kind of business. The discriminatory treatment didn't deter enterprising Chinese, who demonstrated a knack for reviving abandoned claims. In one example, a claim was located on a rocky area covered by hard white clay. Miners had axed their way through the clay and thrown it onto the mine tailings, but after finding only about $8 a day in gold, they declared the mine unprofitable and abandoned it. Eager Chinese took over the claim a few years later and carefully sluiced the discarded clay. By rolling weathered clay chunks around long enough, the Chinese unlocked considerable gold and began collecting $15 to $20 a day from what had been an abandoned claim. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempster, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.